This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President-elect Trump's administration taking on more shape. Made two appointments on his deportation policy and programs.
Naming two longtime loyalists to implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump's set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Herman, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The president-elect also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin to run the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen of the murders in 2017 of eighth grader Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC News.
Was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year.
Tonight, clear and cold conditions, mostly sunny and quiet Tuesday, a high of 50. Tuesday night, increasing clouds and a low of 34. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with light rain likely in the afternoon and evening, a high of 50. Thursday, clouds giving way to breaks of sun and a high in the low 50s. Both Friday and Saturday, highs of 55 degrees.
And not have lapses and let-ups and give teams life.
The losing team tonight will have the NBA's first record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camper Stadium. Kick-off is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win over their final three games in order to become bowl.
Just got my paycheck.
Sports,
I say
Possible.
We cash it. That's it in
I am Hennepin.
Let's roll right past it. The girl put your sunglasses on. It's a good day. Get
going.
We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day. Get going.
The
Six Pirates
of the Caribbean
Films
of Development,
the
very
blessed
time
to
take us
some time for the sun. sad blue sky.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Martin Price. We'll have clear to mostly clear skies today overnight. Lows dropping to the upper 20s or winds will be alive. All kinds of sunshine and mad for Tuesday.
Everybody join us next time as it's Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. We'll find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join
the Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
That clock keeps on ticking and life is for living.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
This is pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're a bare feet on the dash of Brooks and a song. I'll hit the gas. You sing along.
Good morning. Welcome to Nightmare. I am Jane Nightmare. Greg Bond. That would be enough. Going to you live from our studio at Radio Park. For the sun. He has the charts, he has the graphs, he has the cash. Enough to annoy everyone. Which is a good thing. He really brings down the prices, the oil prices, and how complicated it is. And explains it in a really good, understandable way. And I would encourage you to follow him. He's on all the social media platforms. But I just checked him out on YouTube. He has his own YouTube channel now, Mr. Global. And I highly recommend that you subscribe to him. He's really terrific. We're going to talk about what is going to happen now under the Trump administration. And Donald Trump has promised, of course, to bring down prices. Drill, baby, drill.
50% energy cut, cost cuts.
And all of that. So yep. We'll talk to Matt Randolph and find out how much of that can actually happen and what would happen in some instances that Donald Trump has suggested. So that's coming up. At 10:33, it's Veterans Day, of course. Right. Thank you to all of our veterans. If you see a veteran today, please thank them for their service. A couple of things to keep in mind on Veterans Day. The post offices are all closed. No mail will be delivered today because it's a federal holiday. And banks are also closed. UPS pickup and delivery still available, but UPS SurePost and UPS Mail Innovations deliveries will require an additional business day in transit. So just keep that in mind. And we're going to be talking about after 11 o'clock. I found an article in Stars and Stripes. They're looking for people to help transcribe old documents. And they want to do this in time for the 250th anniversary. And this is something you can actually do from your phone. And these are old, records written in cursive. And so they're asking for people to transcribe them from cursive because that is a
second time user.
And you can do it from home. So it's kind of cool. It's a cross promotion between the National Park Service and National Archives. So we will have more details about that coming up after 11 o'clock. Stick around for that. I did want to start off, though, with the upfronts yesterday, WISN Channel 12. Had a bunch of pundits, former pundits, pre-pundits, including Vice Priest, who was the former chief of staff to now president-elect Donald Trump, also chairman of the Republican National Committee. He was on front yesterday. Writes,
healthy six months
as chief of staff. He says he will be involved with the administration, but won't get too much in the matrix.
right and says I'll be involved in things here and there. But I've got a good life outside the White House. I'm happy with what I'm doing. But I'm also always involved. You could say I try to keep a balance.
That is very diplomatic talk. First time I was too young. I wasn't invited.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like he was not invited to the party.
Hey, guys, need help?
I'm here if you need help.
I'm here.
I'll just dip in and out a little bit if you need some help.
I got a notebook and write stuff down on it.
Yeah. He is impressed, however, with Trump's decision to name Susie Wiles his incoming chief of staff. She is the one, along with Chris Lesanita, who ran his campaign. And writes, thinks that's a good pick. It's a tough job. I mean, obviously, Donald Trump is a force in nature, but Susie is up to it. I think she's a great pick for the job. I think it's a little different, too. Donald Trump's been through it already. I mean, we put together a team in 2016 really quickly. It was sort of like a team of rivals, which is kind of a complicated thing to do.
Does Reince Priebus have a different definition of the word rivals than we do? Because usually rivals means people who dissent or disagree or have different thought patterns than you.
Well, I guess maybe there were some rivals as far as what he was able to do legally. And that there were still people who were there to say, yeah, you can't do that. That's illegal.
That's after the fact. Like, the whole thing comes from Abraham Lincoln. He purposely, ahead of time, put together a team of rivals. He wanted to create conversation. Whereas I think what Donald Trump did was he put together this team, and then people were like, you can't do that. And he's like, oh, I got to get rid of them. I got to get them out of here. I got to find some better yes men.
Well, and he's going to have them this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Wright says that Donald Trump's first 100 days will be a little bit more orderly than the first round. Quote, I think it's going to start with immediately shutting down the border. They've got the 2025 tax cuts that they need to renew, which is going to take up almost the entire legislative process, at least to probably start that in the House. Then they've got confirmation from the Senate. So, you know, as far as the deportations, the one thing that you can count on is Donald Trump is going to follow through on his promises. And the other thing is, I hope people aren't going to be surprised by this. This was a central theme of Donald Trump's campaign. Yes, it was. Think of all the signs, mass deportations now.
Yeah. I will not be surprised. I mean, depending on how far they go, I can't be surprised. Department goes, all those things they talk about, I will not be surprised. But what we're seeing now already from just regular voters is how less than 1 week into his transition, the effect that he's going to have on them, their families, their lives, they're the ones who need to be surprised. Not us, not me, not me, Greg Bach. I voted for not him, and so therefore, I'm expecting everything he says he's going to do within the law or him.
Going around it. No, I don't. We're not going to be surprised. The one thing I saw over the weekend, the day after the election, on November 6th, the number of people looking at the definition of terrorists exploded. We've been talking about terrorists for a while.
Apparently, people didn't like us trying to teach them.
Yeah, I guess that's a bad thing. That's elitist.
Yeah.
Asking people to, I don't know. That's kind of what I've always liked about this show, is that I always figured we all learn things together.
That's what I like about life. I like learning things. I'm not intimidated by either learning something new or finding out that I'm wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we have people who know what they're talking about to explain these things.
Exactly.
He knows what he's talking about. He works within the oil and gas industry. Which the experts that we've spoken to have all said is going to raise prices.
Beautiful baby from the outside.
16 Nobel.
Chase your dreams, but always know the rules. That'll lead you home again.
Is going to
go on, take on this
has the ability to. I shouldn't say it's going to. Has the ability to.
Yes.
So, like I said, I'm not going to be surprised at anything.
I agree with little girl. Again, we've been talking about this for 2 years, and what some of his plans were. Republicans Instagram. Just Neil McGosh was also on Out Front yesterday on WISN with a warning to Republicans. Here's what I would caution. This wasn't necessarily a red wave. It was a Trump wave. So if you ran this cycle as a Senate candidate and won, in order to get the red wave, or you ran for re-election as a congressional candidate or candidate in Tony Weed's case, you ran on Trump's agenda. Now it's up to you to deliver on that agenda. If you want this to be a durable, enjoyable way forward, you're going to have to deliver it over the next 2 years.
What's important to you is important to us.
Thank you so much.
Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
Yeah, it should be. It should be a good one.
It will be a great one.
It will be a great one. All right, when we return, where is he? Where's the California guy? No one has seen him.
It's really, and I've been seeing more like disparate tweets about like people who are not connected to each other being like, has anyone seen Eric? I'm thinking he maybe just shaved his mustache and
he's just going incognito around Madison.
Yes.
We'll kick that around when we return. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As I do understand.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association at this station.
Let's get back to live music from the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Rise and shine, folks.
That's a good idea. I think I'm going to write another song
morning
like
boost with Phil and Hank in the morning. Starting at 7:20.
It's live in the lair.
Perfect start.
Grab the podcast
to a perfect
now at
day.
BackSyncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio
Apples
Network.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwoodford Farm.
Lane
pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland,
imagine
and other
you're
varieties
stuck
for
in a jail
cooking and eating.
And
other
can't
treats include fresh
bail,
apple cider
and
donuts, take and bake pies, and
just
fresh apple
guilty,
cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwoodford Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
The Bell Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside.
From the center,
from
mouth-watering
steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad
You're
bar
You're listening
and
to pre-recorded content
fashions.
Produced by Kickapoo Civic
Creekside
Media.
Kickapoo offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Good morning. Welcome back to Netnair on Air. Jay Netnair, Greg Bach. And the board, Lord, getting to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. Right before the break, we were just talking about the election results, of course. And moving forward with a second Trump administration, we had a couple of texts I wanted to share. Rick, listening on WFHR, I think someone needs to start a blog called The Trumpet, which tracks all of his election policy bait and the outcomes. People need to know and be told because they're not going to track it themselves. That is not a bad idea, Rick. And Dave from New Berlin, I'm going to miss the show today, Miss Jane. I have to work instead of sitting in the office. We'll miss you, Dave. But don't forget, if you ever miss the show or because you have a life,
the cost of
yes,
the
people
meal
have lives.
What is that?
You can always go back to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matt Nair on Air, click on that, and then the whole archive of all of our shows you will find there. Greg puts together really good show notes, and you can also, could you search by guest name?
I've been working on that. There was a search function I missed up to IT.
Place to run.
I can't promise anything at this point.
She's
all I know is that if you go, to your podcast distribution center,
the way she looks,
it's not
tears me apart.
You can download our show as a podcast.
But the way she loves me nearly stops
well.
My heart.
Subscribe to it. That'll be our show. Every day, 2 episodes a day. That'll be the entire show. And then don't like feeling like they can really catch up.
Exactly.
But you have to be strict.
Words more work than they do life. Daniel Weiss has a column in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel called Winners and Losers. Looking at the winners and losers after last Tuesday's results. One of the winners is Robert Voss. And justifiably so. He faced two efforts from opponents to recall him, which failed. He survived. And he is already crafting his agenda for the next 2 years, including how to spend that projected $3.5 billion state surplus. Good news, Diane Hendricks. I have a feeling it makes tax cuts coming your way.
Who doesn't need a tax cut?
Exactly, exactly. Other winners, dentists. Because, of course, Donald Trump has mentioned putting Robert Kennedy Jr.
Oh, God.
He's going to let him go wild on health. So, according to the Daniel Weiss column, by the time Kennedy is done, he'll be lucky to have fluoride in their drinking water. Fluoride strengthens teeth, reduces cavities. So, Daniel Weiss predicting the dentist will be doing really well once Bob Kennedy Jr. gets done.
Is there something that he can do, though? I feel like water
a municipality?
Exactly, yeah. Municipalities have their own, like, Racine has their own water supply. Nosha does as well. I think it's a local thing. It's not a thing. But also, far be it for me to think they know what they're talking about, too.
Yeah,
Well, unfortunately, I think you're right as you like the municipalities put it. The federal government issues are in the federal government issues are in the
states' rights, baby.
I was just going to say, let's take it back to the states. They're all about states' rights when it comes to women's rights. How about my teeth? This is my body. I want fluoride in my water. States' rights. Yeah. Once again.
Also, in the winners-losers column from Daniel Bison in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, loser, rich white Republican candidates. Sounds like a good formula. Find a candidate who can buy name, ID, and fund their own campaign and go from there. Two elections now in a row. This has not worked out for Republicans with multimillionaires Tim Michaels and now Eric Hovde both going down to defeat in consecutive elections. There are problems with this brand of candidate. They get to set their own hours. They like to see themselves in their TV ads. They decide exactly how much money they spend on their own races. Hovde spent $20 million.
Of his own money.
Of his own money.
Which, by the way, folks, this just in, Eric Hovde is still ridiculously rich.
Yeah, and he'll always be really, really rich.
His grandchildren's grandchildren will have to get a little money. Also, the thing, too, is like, I'm fascinated by his campaign. Fascinated by it. Because it started off attempting to be all folksy-doksy, like, I'm just Eric Hovde from Wisconsin. And then it became, like, and then he did interviews, and he was not the nicest person in these interviews. And then it went super dark.
Super dark.
And it all just seemed desperate at every point. Like, granted,
but I mean, he gained a lot towards the end.
He gained a lot. He gained a lot, but I don't think he gained a lot because he's Eric Hovde. He gained a lot because he's one of 10 Because he didn't set himself like Tim Michaels did not set up any sort of reputation here. He just showed up and said, I'm running for Senate. I mean, I know he's run before, but then he went away for 12 years.
Yeah, for 12 years.
And he came back like, I'm running for Senate again. They're like, who are you? Did you not have a mustache last time you came? Because I don't recognize you. So, yeah, rich white guys, rich people don't just walk in and think you can take it. You can't.
Calvin.
Yeah, it's also interesting that not only two rich white guys in a row lost in Wisconsin, they also both lost on tickets with Trump Republicans on them, which the Trump Republican won. So I think that just shows you how truly awful of candidates.
And we may never see Eric Hovde again until the next time he comes back and decides he wants to run for the Senate. Nobody knows where he is.
Yeah.
He hasn't conceded. Tammy Baldwin's already given her acceptance speech last week. The race has been called for her. And not a peep.
No.
From California guy.
He's disappeared like a magician.
The great Hovdini.
The great Hovdini. I'll make the Statue of Liberty and my political career disappear.
Well, he's going to go back to his happy life in California, where he's been the Orange County Businessman of the Year for 3 years in a row, and he'll be great.
Yes.
He didn't need to do this.
He'll be such a boon for California's economic output and business. California. Hey, California, do you need a senator? No, you don't? Okay, never mind. Sorry.
But, again, I think we'll see him again in 12 years. Next time he gets bored. News is coming up next. When we return, we are going to be talking to Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, about oil and gas. Should be a really great conversation. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you.
implement his signature campaign promise, an immigration crackdown. Trump set to announce his former senior White House advisor, Stephen Miller, as deputy chief of staff for policy. Miller, an immigration hardliner, has made it clear he wants all undocumented immigrants out of the country. Also announcing his former ICE director, Tom Homan, will fill the new role of border czar.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the president-elect, also named former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin, who runs the Environmental Protection Agency. Sources tell ABC News Mr. Trump will nominate Florida Senator Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. A jury in Delphi, Indiana, convicted Richard Allen of murders in 2017. Eighth grader Abigail Williams and Liberty German. He could get up to 130 years in prison at sentencing in December. This is ABC.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's award season in the MLB. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, filling in for Mike Clemens for Civic Media Sports. Milwaukee Brewers manager Pat Murphy and rookie standout Jackson Chourio are up for some hardware. Murphy was named as one of three finalists for the National League Manager of the Year. The other finalists are San Diego's Mike Schilt and New York's Carlos Mendoza. Chourio is up for Rookie of the Year, along with Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh and Jackson Merrill of San Diego. The awards will be announced next week. Tonight, the 2-8 Bucks take out the 2-9 Toronto Raptors, who own the NBA's worst record. Damian Lillard says the Bucks are working hard to get back on track.
Not have lapses and let-ups and give teams like
the losing team tonight will have the NBA's worst record. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at Fiserv Forum. This Saturday, the Wisconsin Badgers will host the undefeated Oregon Ducks at Camp Randall Stadium. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. Saturday. The Badgers are 5-4 and need a win to hold their final three games in order to become bowl eligible. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. If you're a Star Wars fan, prepare to go into a lather. There is a new trilogy in the works for Lucasfilm. Writer-producer Simon Kinberg will write, produce, and develop the three new Star Wars films. It's been 5 years since we saw The Rise of Skywalker, which was the most recent Star Wars film in theaters. Since then, Lucasfilm brought us three shows in the Mandalorian world, including The Mandalorian, Book of Boba Fett, and Ahsoka, and the upcoming Skeleton Crew. They also launched shows The Acolyte, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Andor. Simon Kinberg is known for his writing and producing skills for several X-Men films and 2016's Deadpool. Variety reports the new trilogy is in the early stages of development, so there are no story details just yet. There has also been no announcement on when production might start. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll have clear to mostly clear skies in the overnight. Lows dropping to the upper 20s or winds will be light. All kinds of sunshine to be had for Tuesday. Some highs in the upper 40s. Southeast winds turning dusty in the afternoon. Currently 29 degrees.
The Todd Allbush Show.
Managing editor of the Bob's World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, an AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gas in the cook's spaghetti? Spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Don from the Washington.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You're great. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of Civic Media and this platform and sending that to you seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Overtime with Maggie Dawn, we will preview the Trump administration cabinet picks, plus takeaways from the 2024 election with Civic Media's political editor, Dan Schaefer. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome.
welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. The number is the same. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a number if you're watching on the live stream. Leave a message, rather, on the live stream at Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. It is Monday, and we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, coming to us from the truck this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful, Matt. I wanted to, before we get into oil and gas and all of those things, and if you have missed Mr. Global's previous appearances here on the show, go to our archives, and we've had some great conversations with you, Matt, over the last couple of months, and I highly encourage people to check it out. Also, I saw yesterday that you're putting a lot more of your content now on YouTube.
Yeah, I am. I've been doing it for a while.
Because I saw you on Twitter yesterday, essentially saying, "Yeah, this app is really annoying, and I'm going to be posting less here." So, go to YouTube and search for Mr. Global, and then subscribe. You've got great content on there. So, if you want a steady diet of Mr. Global, that's where they can find it best. Right, Matt?
Yeah. You know, X is like the new digital age National Enquirer, and I just thought, I don't want to be a part of that. Like, I don't want people to have to deal with that to see me. So, you know, so I'm kind of pointing more towards YouTube and of course, TikTok.
Right, which is where I first found you. And you also have a new partnership that you recently announced, correct?
Yes. Yes.
You want to tell us about that?
So the folks at a media organization called The Dispatch reached out to me. I did a lot of research on them. I've been approached many times. They have a... They're very committed. I'm not sure where that will go, but I'm going to get the opportunity to write some articles in their newsletters and probably appear on some podcasts and things like that. But we'll see how that works out. But it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And again, you have the knowledge, you have the facts, you have the experience to actually explain how things work. And I think the more people that can hear from experts like you, the better off we're all going to be.
Yeah, and I think it's a pushback from that because they're a center-right biased media organization. And, you know, my response to that is, if they're telling the truth, I really don't care. You know, to me, if you're always telling the truth, whatever anyone thinks your bias is doesn't matter. And we can't be picky when it comes to organizations just being honest and factual and having, you know, good fact checking in place. So, that's how I came to that.
Well, that's great. That's very exciting. Good for you. I'm excited for you. Let's talk about, first of all, sanctions. Of course, Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term.
She can see herself.
And there has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia and potentially even Iran. I've seen some articles this morning talking about that potential as well. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
Do tell pipes doing 105
in a broad daylight on a two-lane heading out of town. We've had sanctions. So, you know, when gas is high, we don't enforce them. When gas is cheap, we enforce them. So, our sanctions on Iran are based on how American gas prices, basically. I could see sanctions on Russia being lifted. I don't know that will happen, but it's certainly possible. And how
you got a leg up high on the bumper, you know, of my big black Mack truck with a smokestack pointed towards
lift the
sky and mud flaps.
Keeps their production exactly where it is, wrong. And they just destroy market prices because they're showing at a deep discount.
You
then it won't really have an impact on gas prices. That will cause a drop in oil prices quickly, but the fundamentals will always
Nothing from OPEC Plus, which Russia was a part of, to suggest that they want to have anything to do with oil. So I suspect if we lift those sanctions, we'll just keep production of that.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
College.
In all likelihood, you never know what's going to happen with the Trump administration and all the wheeling that goes on around the world. But I would say in all likelihood, it's pretty much going to be business as usual.
Yeah. Matt, speaking of wheeling and dealing, one of the things that we usually talk about is when we're watching videos of people on the show, is that it's not about who's sitting in his office the day of lower gas prices. It's about what's happened in the past. Is there anything that's happened in the past, like since the Trump deal of 2020, whether it be with Biden or anybody that we should be on the lookout for future gas prices to spike or to drop? Decided maybe 6 months, a year later.
Now, that girl is outbound. The one thing we have seen repeatedly throughout, you know, the last 4 years is OPEC's repeated, they're repeatedly saying that they are trying to maintain an $80 price floor on oil. And anytime the subject, you know, comes up of them potentially increasing production, they'll come out and say they're going to increase production. And when it comes time to do it, if oil prices aren't where they want them to be, they just delay it. So they have worked really hard at maintaining higher oil prices for the entire last 4 years, and they've been very consistent. So, you know, and that's because they're trying to finance their Vision 2030, is where they're trying to diversify their whole economy, and they have to pay for it through oil revenues. I don't see them shifting away from that without some forceful, maybe some threats or something from the current or the future administration. We know Donald Trump threatened to pull away our military defenses from Saudi to get them to lower oil prices last time, so... That's why it's difficult for me to say this is going to happen or this is going to happen.
Sure.
Trump is so unpredictable, and that scholarship and he will take big swings and try wild things. But we do know OPEC is committed to keeping prices up. They've been committed for a long time.
Yeah, it's certainly not in their best interest to see the price go down.
Right, yeah. And one thing that's different with OPEC is, you know, their demographics have changed a lot in their countries, their populations. They can't afford to provide the world with cheap oil like they used to. Their society is largely dependent on their governments and their oil revenues, and they're running deficits right now with oil prices where they are. And unlike the United States, Saudi Arabia is not keen on having budget deficits. That's not something that they find acceptable at all. So the massive growth in population in that area and the massive increase in revenue that it takes to support their society has changed drastically. And that's why they're very hardline on keeping oil prices higher, because they depend on that.
Matt Randolph is our guest. He's known as Mr. Global. He is an oil and gas industry expert, been in the field for 30 years, has his own oil company, and we're talking again about oil and gas prices and what we can look forward to under a second Trump administration. Matt, Ukraine is still a big player in this, and Donald Trump has said repeatedly that he's going to let Vladimir Putin essentially do what he wants with Ukraine. If Ukraine falls to Putin, what is that going to mean globally?
If Ukraine falls to Putin, then the United States is no longer the only superpower in the world. The reason that, you know, Russia is going into Ukraine is because they have enormous amounts of natural resources, natural gas that they have not yet tapped into. You know, if you can imagine, you know, I did a piece a while back about the fact that Russia being a part of OPEC is a threat to the United States. And if they, you know, somehow get their hands on Ukraine and all of those natural resources, that will really undermine the United States' strength in providing LNG energy to our European allies. But I don't think Donald Trump is going to have some problems there, because, you know, he called Zelensky and he called Putin both, and the next day Ukraine launched the largest attack ever on Moscow. So I don't think he's taking any headlines.
He seems like he's trying to be friends with both of them and making it seem like he's going to tell Putin what to do. You need to do this. Stop doing this. I've got the whole. I know what I'm doing. Meanwhile, Putin's like, hey, keep talking, buddy.
Yeah. And, you know, what we've seen historically is Republicans, you know, really against the aid to Ukraine. And even Mike Johnson, the speaker, you know, they go in. And basically, they look at our intelligence and stuff, and you know, the people that really matter tell them, hey, this is what's going on. And then they change their tune, and they go ahead and give the aid to Ukraine, because they understand how important it is. So a lot of times, you know, what you see in the media or TV with these, you know, politicians, what they say, that doesn't match what's going on inside their buildings. They understand the importance of Ukraine keeping its independence, regardless of what they say on TV. And I have a feeling a lot of those Republicans are going to continue the aid to Ukraine. I know he has said that that's going to stop, but I'm taking it, and I'll see it when I believe it when I see it approach. Because even Mike Johnson and most hardcore right Republicans have agreed to continue giving aid to Ukraine. So we'll see what happens.
It's interesting, though, because Donald Trump announced over the weekend that he will not be inviting Mike Pompeo or Nikki Haley back into his administration. And both of them are supporters of Ukraine and continuing to aid to Ukraine.
Yeah. This is my. I think he's going to wash his hands of pretty much anybody that we're great.
He's going to wash his hands with anyone who dares disagree with him. Whereas, yeah, like Stephen Miller, it cannot wait to get back there. I mean, it's going to be a true
But I guess I'm going to take a little comfort from the idea that there are Republicans around him who realize how critical Ukraine's continued independence is and what that means for us.
Yeah, it really is. Keep their independence. And, you know, a lot of people have this notion, you know, we need to take care of the United States before we take care of them. Completely overlooking the fact that assisting Ukraine is taking care of the United States in a much larger way than our government can actually take care of this. It's much bigger than just us. This is world stuff.
Well,
you gotta look beyond the politics.
Yeah, absolutely. And even just what has happened to the Russian military because of Ukraine fighting back. I mean, the amount of resources it would have taken us as a country to get that done, I can't even imagine.
Right. And one of the best things, honestly, that you can find anything at all good in, is that Russia has shown the world that they are not. I think that's a big positive, because now the world looks at Russia and they're like,
this is my
dirt. You know what I mean? Like,
not so scary. Yeah, you're not so scary anymore. We're going to continue our conversation with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. We'll talk about renewables. The words are hard. When we return, you're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchealth.com.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
If you love vinyl records, news from the center, WRC.
This Sunday, November 17th, Mass Sound Records and Richland Center presents a special sale featuring great deals on vinyl records, top quality records from a local estate, and area vendors who will be offering records, CDs, DVDs, and other memorabilia. Everyone is welcome to stop by Mass Sound Records at Okooch Books and Libations this Sunday from 10 until 3. It will be a great time to shop for the vinyl record enthusiast in your shopping list. Celebrate music, a collection like no other. And other surprises at Mastodon Records special sale Sunday in downtown Richland Center.
Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Stuart J. Wallace. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to do paid by Big Nut. I can do cough drops during movies.
Let's redirect here because this thing will pan.
Yeah, this guy think it already
has. Nightlight with Pete Schwab. From 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic crazy. Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I'm thankful to Civic Media and their talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Stage 1. It's a very great match on TV for me, but I still have hope because I have hope you guys do such great work.
Take me where I've never been.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming questions. And if you missed your favorite show, anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. Call you and text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment. You can watch them on live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Matt Randolph is here, Mr. Global. You can follow him on YouTube. I highly suggest you subscribe. He is a 30-year oil and gas industry expert, been working in the field for all that time. He has enough facts and information and expertise to annoy everyone, which is one of the reasons why we'd like to have him on the show. You're in the oil and gas industry, but you are not completely against renewables. Is that accurate?
Oh, I'm not against we need all forms of energy. One thing I tell people all the time, even if climate change wasn't a thing, we would still need all these renewables to meet our future energy demand. Our energy demand is about to exceed basically the limits of which we can produce fossil fuels. So we need renewable energy regardless of what's going on with the planet. That's just a fact.
And at least in some of your videos that I've watched, it seems like you're more for solar than wind.
Yeah, solar has a lot more upside. Solar has a lot more growth potential in the future. Solar is going to dominate wind, and I believe that nuclear is going to grow a lot in the future as well. But solar is really where it's at in the future. You can put solar anywhere. You can put it on top of parking lots and buildings and homes and like you can just put it anywhere. You can't put a wind farm anywhere.
Right.
And the efficiency of solar panels is going to increase dramatically, where it takes far fewer panels to generate the same amount of power. So solar is going to be a huge deal in our future, no matter what. And it is definitely going to be the premier renewable energy source in the future, without a doubt.
Whenever I hear people talking about Solon, I cannot get out of my head that hearing that Representative Congressman Dan Crenshaw said, he just said so flippantly, well, when there's no sun, nothing's working. It doesn't work anyways. Like, he just said it like it was an expert. I'm like, but
they're called batteries, aren't they?
Not how it works, sir. But that's fine. Andrew on our live stream asked a question, and we haven't heard about this, and I'm not sure if you had either. He said he asked, has Biden indicated that he's going to sign a 4-year deal to decrease production by 5%? Have you heard anything about that?
No. Okay. That's not a thing.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You heard it here first.
You heard it here, Andrew. That Matt says that's not a thing.
I don't know who he would sign that deal with. OPEC won't speak to him. And he can't do that in the United States because these are private companies. So that's... No, that's not.
And what about lowering the... Donald Trump said he's going to... it's all drill, baby, drill. And then we're going to cut energy costs by 50%. That's not a thing either, is it?
No, absolutely not. That's not a thing. You know, if we cut energy costs by 50%, then the gasoline will be cheaper than it was during COVID. You know, you would need oil at like $20 a barrel. That's not going to happen in any universe unless we have another pandemic. But no, that's certainly not a thing.
Well, and
it's not even a possibility.
Right. And as you've said, too, oil companies aren't going to work to decrease their own profits.
Right.
Which is essentially what that would do.
Well, not only, I mean, that would only decrease their profits. That would put them in huge losses, like massive losses. Profits aren't even in the universe when we're talking prices in that range. So, you know. Getting into some sort of crazy oil price war with OPEC could potentially make that happen temporarily. I don't see that happening, but if it does, it's going to be pretty bad for the United States, because regardless of how much oil we can produce, we cannot compete with them in a price war. We just can't, because we do it for profit. Their governments, you know, run their oil companies and their oil fields. That's just, we can't compete there. Wait no
more. Well, it sounds like what might happen then is we might see another the deal of 2020, where he sits down with these groups and tries to hammer out something that will allow him to come to the people and say, look what I have done, and then in 2 to 3 years, it's going to affect us. I was going to use a different term, but the FCC said I cannot, but it will affect us. Because he wants to be the ever-loving deal maker. He's going to go to these, because you just said OPEC won't talk to Biden. I'm sure they'll talk to Trump, because they're like, of course, come talk to us. We'll make a deal. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. I shiver to even think about any kind of deal he would make with OPEC based on the results of the last one. That's frightening to think about. But he doesn't have any leverage. He's in a different oil market than he was then. Everything is different. You know, nothing just stays the same.
Right.
And if he goes over there, and they're going to say no. He has absolutely no leverage against them whatsoever. And it's just not going to work for him. So there's going to have to be some trickery involved for him to pull something off like he did in 2018.
Matt Randolph is Mr. Global. Follow him on YouTube. Subscribe to his channel. Thank you so very much, Matt. We got about 30 seconds. How are the chickens? You still have 3 chickens?
No, I got 6.
6 chickens. We'll have to have you back on just for an update on the chickens.
Matt Randolph. They got wet.
Thank you so much, Matt. We'll be in touch. News is coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Mayer on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Don't
Shelters Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovery, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by your community of supporters like you. Thank you. To the last
cheater's wall. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.